There is an international arrest warrant out for the president of Sudan. Last week, the International Criminal Court added genocide in Darfur to an already long list of charges against President Omar al-Bashir. That didn't stop him from making a trip abroad, in this case to the neighboring state of Chad. Chad is a member of the International Criminal Court, so activists say it has an obligation to detain the Sudanese president and hand him over. But there's no sign that will happen, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Chadian authorities have made clear that Omar al-Bashir shouldn't fear arrest. The two neighbors only recently normalized relations. And as Chad's ambassador to Washington pointed out, that's a peace process that the international community encouraged. Ambassador Mahmoud Bechir says the Sudanese president is an invited guest in Chad for a regional conference.
And it would become even worse and immoral to invite your guest and surprise him by arrest warrant. So we would treat Bashir with dignity, with respect, with all the dues of invited guests.
Human rights activists like Elise Kepler are furious, calling on Chad to live up to its obligations as a member of the International Criminal Court, or ICC.
Chad is really distinguishing itself in a very unfortunate and, frankly, shameful way as the only and first ICC state party to harbor an alleged war criminal.
Kepler is senior counsel with the International Justice Program at Human Rights Watch. She's hoping other countries will pressure Chad in the coming days to either arrest Bashir or persuade him to turn himself in to face charges for atrocities in Darfur.
These are extremely serious crimes. We're talking about war crimes, crimes against humanity, and most recently, genocide. These are not insignificant violations, and Chad is doing a disservice to its own reputation and its professed commitment to seeking redress for victims.
Chad's ambassador, though, points out that his country is not alone. The African Union passed a resolution last year encouraging members not to enforce the arrest warrant against the Sudanese president. Chad's ambassador, Bechir, says that his country feels more obliged to the African Union than to the International Criminal Court.
We are Africans before everything. So we respect the position and the decision of the African head of state.
At the State Department yesterday, spokesman P.J. Crowley said he'd leave it to Chad to explain why it's not arresting Sudan's president, Bashir. Crowley says the U.S. believes there can't be peace without justice.
As we've said many times, ultimately, President Bashir must present himself to the court and answer the charges that have been leveled against him.
The United States is not a member of the International Criminal Court, but has been among the most outspoken about atrocities in Darfur. That puts the U.S. in an awkward place, according to John Prendergast, co-founder of the Enough Project.
They've said we support justice and accountability for the genocide in Darfur, but then they don't support the International Criminal Court, which is the only institution in the world that is trying to do something about accountability and justice for the genocide in Darfur. So it's a very strange situation that the U.S. has found itself in.
Without its own police force, the International Criminal Court relies on countries to help bring suspects into custody. Prendergast says if Chad does nothing to bring Bashir to justice, the only hope is that the Sudanese leader will get overly confident and start to travel more.
And every time he sets foot out of the country, he's going to be at risk traveling in airspace over other countries that are willing to do something. He's going to be taking some significant chances.
On the other hand, if Bashir travels safely in and out of Chad, that could simply underscore the weaknesses of the International Criminal Court, which has outstanding arrest warrants for several others involved in the conflict in Darfur. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.